This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello everyone, welcome to episode 3 of The 80%. Today, we'll talk about two things, persistence and progression. Let's go! Hi, my name is Fitz Villafuerte and I'm a registered financial planner. You're listening to The 80%, the podcast about learning smart money habits and the proper mindset to achieve financial success. Alam nyo ba, hindi ko to masyadong sinishare sa social media ko, but I am actually a gamer. Mahilig ako sa video games, no? Ever since elementary pa siguro, mahilig na ako sa computer games and of course, for the past several years, mga mobile games. And isa sa mga lagi kong nilalaro, I've been playing this for almost 3 years na siguro, is yung Clash Royale. So yung Clash Royale, para siyang, I don't know if you're familiar sa concept ng tower defense. So basically, meron kang base, tapos ina-attackan ng kalaban mo. And sa Clash Royale, ang kalaban mo ay mga ibang players din. So it's a massively multiplayer online game, if you can say it that. Parang yung mga popular games ngayon, like Mobile Legends, etc. And one of the things why I like playing Clash Royale is mabilis lang yung game. Ang isang typical game niya is 5 minutes or less. So, madali ko siyang laruin pag naghihintay ako. Alam mo yun, if I'm in a coffee shop, I'm waiting for someone to arrive, I can play one game. Minsan, pag nakapila ako, then I can just open the game and play one or two games, no, para hindi ako mainip. And sa Clash Royale, you earn trophies. Pag nananalo ka, you earn around 30 trophies. Pero, on the other side, pag natalo ka doon sa game, you also lose trophies, no? And yung trophies na yan, yan yung nagdedetermine ng rank mo doon sa game. I don't know my global rank. I don't monitor it actually. Local rank, hindi ko rin siya minomonitor. But right now, I have around 5,400 trophies. If you're wondering kung marami ba yon o konti, medyo marami yon, no? Above average number na yon. But you have to remember, I've been playing the game for more than 2 years already, almost 3 years. And yung game ng Clash Royale, it's divided into seasons. And last season, I finished with around 5,700 trophies. So you could say na medyo hindi maganda yung naging performance ko this season, kasi last season 5,700 trophies na ako, tapos ngayon 5,400 na lang, so bumaba kasi nga every time na natatalo ka, nababawasan yung trophies mo. However, alam nyo ba, 2 seasons ago, I reached my personal best. Nakarating ako ng 5,900 trophies 2 seasons ago. So, if you're trying to do the math, yun nga, 2 seasons ago, I reached my personal best, which is 5,900 trophies. Last season, I finished at 5,700, so nabawasan pa ako ng 200 trophies. And right now, I'm at 5,400, so nabawasan na naman ako ng 300 trophies. And I have friends who also play this game. Siguro kung mangyari sa kanila to, sabihin siguro nila, ayoko na, give up na ako, quit na ako dito sa game na to. But I know I will continue playing this game because I love it. It's a way for me to relax, to take a break. It's a very entertaining game. I love the strategy aspect of the game. And based from personal experience, syempre nung nag-start ako maglaro ng Clash Royale, I was really at 0 trophies, no, literally. But now I am at 5,400. And yung aking losing streak, yung aking 2 seasons of losing trophies consistently, that will not last forever, because based from my own experience, as I play more, as I analyze my playing style, I analyze my strategies, I adapt to the meta game, and I know that I will improve, I know that I will get better, and eventually I will be able to maintain my current number of trophies now and eventually move up again. I started playing this game around 3 years ago, and nung nag-sign up ako, first time ko naglaro, I only had, of course, 0 trophies, but I played it persistently. I tried to analyze how I can improve how I play, and eventually I was able to reach yung 5,900 trophies na personal best ko. And para siyang stock market na taas baba, so aakyat yung mga number of trophies ko, then I will have bad seasons, I will have losing games, bababa siya. But eventually, as I play more, I find ways to improve, I get better at the game, and I start winning again. I start to earn more trophies, and mas na nabibreak ko yung personal best ko or personal high ko. Eventually, I am able to set a new record high for my trophies, for my number of trophies. And of course, ang personal na goal ko ngayon is to reach at least 6,000 trophies siguro in the next 2 or 3 seasons. I'm not sure if I can break that record this season anymore because medyo busy tayo, mayroon tayong podcast. But what I want you to realize is that improvement doesn't happen overnight. It is a process, and you need to be persistent. Improvement happens when you are persistent in pursuing your goal. It's like saving money, no? Para sa akin, it's a good analogy. That's the reason why I share that story, because mahirap siya sa umpisa, lalo na kung magsa-start ka pala mag-save, 0 pa lang yung pesos na nasa savings mo. But you just have to be persistent with saving money, and eventually you'll see progress. And parang yung number of trophies ko, your savings will definitely go up and down. You just have to be persistent, and it will eventually grow. I remember back then, no, I was starting to save money, and I feel proud sa sarili ko na tumataas yung savings ko, and then boom, biglang mayroong unexpected expense, bigla akong may kailangang bayaran, biglang nasira yung cellphone ko, kailangan kong ipagawa. And I remember meron na akong mga around 20,000 pesos na naiipon noon, no, nagtatrabaho ako noon, and sobrang saya ko noon. But eventually, yun nga, may mga dumating na mga gastos, nakita ko na naku, yung savings ko, pababa ng pababa, hanggang sa 8,000 na lang, 5,000 na lang. Pero what I told myself is, yun nga yung reason kung bakit ako nagsisave, eh, diba? Para meron akong panggastos kapag may mga unexpected expenses. So I just continued with my saving habit. I became persistent. I committed myself na hindi, mag-iipon ako. Kahit na maraming gastos, alam ko, this is just now, this is just a phase. And siguro next season, mas kokonti yung mga gastos ko. Makakahanap ako ng mga extra racket or extra income. And madadagdag ko yung pera na yon sa savings ko para mag-grow ko ulit siya. And that's what eventually happens. After several months, I was able to do some freelance work. Nakahanap ako ng mga racket, and eventually yung savings ko from 5,000, nakita ko ulit, nagiging 10,000, naging 30, 40, and eventually, ito very memorable sa akin, na-reach ko yung 50,000. Para sa akin kasi yun yung personal goal ko, dahil during that time, malaking pera na yung 50,000. Sa ugali ko na napakagastos, no, para sa akin, sobrang laking achievement ng 50,000. And ang ginawa ko noon, yung 50,000, inopen ko ng time deposit. So sabi ko, sige, para hindi ko na yan magalaw, ito, time deposit ko na yan. But again, I did not give up. meaning I continued to be a saver. I remained persistent with my saving habit, and eventually I was able to save around 6 months worth of my expenses, which eventually became my emergency fund. Pero yung 6 months worth of expenses ko na emergency fund, hindi ko tuloy-tuloy na naipon yon. Just like yung trophies ko sa Clash Royale, there are times na bababa siya, as in sobrang baba dahil sobrang daming gastos. But I just have to be patient. I just have to be focused on saving. Wag ako makikwit, and eventually nababawi ko rin yung nagastos ko at lalaki din, napalaki ko rin yung aking savings hanggang sa ma-reach ko yung goal ko na target amount for my emergency fund. So that's basically what I want to share about being persistent. Persistence. Huwag tayong basta-basta mag-quit. You have to commit, no? Ito talaga yung gusto mong gawin amidst all the obstacles, the setbacks. Just continue and move forward, and eventually you will progress. And speaking of progress, I would like to share with you a quote, one of my favorite quotes of all time. It's from Simon Sinek. He's a British-American author and motivational speaker. And one of his quotes says, "Progress is more important than perfection." Ano ibig sabihin yan? It simply means that you have to focus on your progress. You have to focus more on taking that step forward rather than waiting for the perfect moment to execute your plan. Kasi, alam nyo, madalas kong marinig sa mga tao, "Nako, saka na lang ako magsisave," or "Hindi ko pa kaya magsave ngayon kasi marami pa akong binabayaran," or "Maliit pa yung sweldo ko, magastos talaga kasi ako eh, kaya problem ko talaga yan, hindi ako makapagsave." Oo, that is actually a reality. I acknowledge that, na sa panahon ngayon, marami talaga tayong binabayaran, mahal yung mga bilihin, and oftentimes talagang maliit yung sweldo natin. But it doesn't mean that you cannot try. So just try to save money. Kahit na konti lang, kahit na maliit lang, itry nyo pa rin, because progress is more important than perfection. If you listen to our episode 2, I shared there yung piso habit challenge. Itry nyo yun. Magsisave ka lang ng piso every day for 90 days. So, I'm sure kayang-kaya nyo mag-save, magtabi ng piso bawat araw. So, strive for progress. And you have to accept that things will never be perfect. There will always be obstacles, and it will never be the right time. Pag hinihintay mo pang lumaki yung sweldo mo, naku, matagal pa yan. Imagine nyo to. Sabi mo sa sarili mo na magsisave ako kapag tumaas na yung sweldo ko. So, kailan tataas yung sweldo mo? Next year. Ngayon, meron kang office mate. Sabi niya, "Sige, magsisave ako ng piso araw-araw for the next 12 months. So, by pagdating ng next year, magkano na yung savings mo? Zero. Kasi, hinihintay mo pa yung pagdating ng salary increase mo. Pero yung office mate mo, meron na siyang 366 pesos or 365 pesos. Mas angat na siya sa'yo, kahit na maliit na amount, but that is still progress. That's why I encourage you to strive for progress, not perfection. Okay? Things will never be perfect. Alam nyo ba, personally, I believe that pwede na is better than next time na lang. Makapag-save ka ng piso, 2 piso, 10 pesos, pwede na yon. Kesa yung sasabihin mo, "Next time na lang ako magsisave." Pwede na is better than next time na lang. Siguro, a good example would be this particular podcast. When I was planning on what to do for 2020, naisip ko na, why don't I start a podcast? So, isa ito talaga sa mga personal goals ko for this year. And ito, nakikinig na kayo ngayon sa podcast ko, episode 3 na tayo. But I'm sure na notice ninyo, no? hindi naman ako ganun kagaling magsalita, no? Na nabubulol ako, mali pa intonation ko. And I don't even have the best equipment. Alam niyo ba, sa cellphone ko lang nire-record tong boses ko. Sa yung artwork nung podcast ko, sa phone ko lang din yon ginawa, no? Nag-download lang ako ng mga photo and graphics apps, tapos yung ginamit ko pang photo, ano yun eh, Facebook profile picture ko na luma na. So sabi ko, okay na to, and wala akong studio, dito lang ako sa kwarto ko ako nagre-record. Siguro nga may naririnig pa kayo pag may dumadang eroplano, kasi nakatira ako ng malapit sa airport. Plus, meron din kaming alagang aso, minsan tumatahol. Buti na lang medyo kulong yung kwarto ko, so hindi siya ganun ka-prominent. But if you have a good sense of hearing, I'm sure napapansin niyo yon minsan. So ayun nga, no, really my mindset is just do it. Gawin ko na to, I don't have to wait for things to be perfect. Hindi ko kailangan ng studio. Ayoko na munang bumili ng yung mga condenser mic, yung mga professional mic. Kasi sabi ko, iipunin ko na, mag-iipon pa ako ng pera para pambili nun. So, matatagalan pa ako. Saka na lang, pag naipon ko na yon, tsaka ako siya bibilhin. Pero at least, simulan ko na to. Progress, strive for progress. Because progress is more important than perfection. Just do it, no? It's just like saving money. 50 pesos lang ang na-save mo this month, okay lang yon. Ang importante ay meron. So again, what's important is that you're trying. You are taking those baby steps, because a baby step is still a step forward. It is still a sign of progress. You are becoming better. So don't be discouraged if things are not going your way. Just be persistent. Just stick to the program, or just always do your best to make some progress. Even if it's just a baby step, it is still a step forward. So again, you have to remember that persistence is really about being committed to a goal in spite of difficulties, oppositions, and even setbacks. Yung mga naiipon mong pera, yung savings mo, there will come a time na bigla kang mapapagastos, mababawasan mo yon. Okay lang yon. You just continue saving, aakyat din siya ulit. Parang yung trophies ko sa Clash Royale, no? And eventually, you will reach your goals, your financial goals, by being persistent. While you're being persistent, I encourage you to focus on your progress. Of course, it's important to know where you're going. Siguro yun yung topic natin sa next podcast natin, no? Yung financial goal setting. But for now, you have to focus on your progress. Siguro yun yung magandang hashtag natin, no? Hashtag focus on progress for this episode. So don't give up. Just focus on how you can become better next time, how you can improve, how you can save more, and hindi siya overnight success. And it's a slow process. You just have to be persistent. You have to be patient with yourself. And I guarantee you, sooner or later, hindi mo siya mararamdaman, pero bigla mo na lang marirealize na, uy, I am slowly becoming a saver. Hindi na ako ganun kagastos. Kahit na hindi tumataas yung sweldo ko, nakakapag-ipon ako kahit konti. And congratulations if you are able to do that. Because that's really the point. That's really the reason why I created this podcast. We focus on the 80%. We focus on the behavior, because that will help you achieve financial success. Yun yung tutulong sa inyo para umaman, di ba? And I think that's it, no? That's all that I wanted to share for this episode. Grabe. Wala pa tayong 1 week, nakakatatlong episodes na tayo. But as I've mentioned sa episode 1, eventually we will go for our regular schedule na once a week episode. I just want to upload as much episodes that I can sa umpisa para yung mga bagong subscribers natin ay hindi mabitin, di ba? So, hello sa mga bagong subscribers, sa mga first time yung nakinig, please subscribe to our podcast, share it to your friends, and I hope to see you again next episode. Alright? Bye-bye! For comments and reactions to this episode, please use hashtag the80% and hashtag focusonprogress on your social media posts.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.